What was the Black Death?
The Black Death was a pandemic that went through Europe between 1347 and 1351 that took more lives than any epidemic up to that point. The illness started in China and spread across through Europe. Fleas were responsible for the transmission of the Black Death. The symptoms of the illness were swollen lymph nodes in the armpit, neck, and groin. The swelling was known as buboes, which is Greek for groin. Fever and nausea were also common symptoms of the plague. The Black Death killed 30 to 60% of the entire European population. Once a person became diseased, they would die within 60 to 180 days. The plague was usually spread through pneumonia or respiratory forms, such as coughing and sneezing, which caused the most deaths. The plague came in three forms: the bubonic, pneumonic, and septicemic. The bubonic was the most commonly seen because the victims often died before they could reach other places. Here you can see pictures of the swollen lymph nodes on the neck and also a picture of the septicemic plague at the bottom with the blackness on the hand. The migration of the Black Death. Popular theory says that the migration started from Central Asia. One historian, Michael Doles, believes that the disease started in Africa and then spread to Central Asia when the disease became entrenched among the rodents. The Mongol army is partly to blame for the spread of the Black Death. In a siege against the city of Kaffa, the Mongol army catapulted the bodies of the infected victims over the wall to the Genoese merchants, which sent the merchants fleeing back to Sicily, spreading the disease even more. The main responsibility for the migration of the Black Death was due to black rats from Central Asia. These rats would infest ships transferring to Europe, spreading the disease. The Black Death in Europe. In 1347 was the first report of the Black Death in Sicily. The Black Death hurt most of Europe's economy during 1348. The plague continued its relentless push northwards. It reached England in the late summer, probably first by means of ship. A year later, from the eastern England, the disease was carried across the sea to Norway, Sweden, in 1350. This is the last kingdom to feel the effects of the Black Death.
Causes of the Black Death. Bubonic infections. The Black Death hurts. Causes of the Black Death. The fleas would bite the rats and get the infected blood, then get off the boats and bite people, passing the infection on. In the 1200s, Pope Gregory the Ninth thought that cats were evil due to their use in witchcraft and Satan worshipping, so he had them put to death, ultimately causing the disease to spread even more because the rat population started to flourish. The bubonic plague is the most common of the three plagues. It kills 30 to 75%. That means 4 out of 5 people died within 8 days. Buboes, which were the swelling of the lymph nodes underneath the armpits, would ooze and pus and bleed, were found in the groin, neck, and armpits. Some of the symptoms were a fever of 101 to 105 Fahrenheit. It also caused headaches, pains, and aches in the joints, and vomiting. The second plague is the second most common was the pneumonic plague. It had a 95% mortality rate. It had a fever, cough, and mucus and saliva and blood coming from the mouth. This is called sputum. And as the disease gets worse, it flows freely from the mouth and is bright red. The third and least common was the septicemic plague. It had a 100% mortality rate. In this disease, the symptoms were high fever and purple skin patches, sometimes around the fingers. The effects of the plague on literature. During the plague, healers were unable to explain the cause of the deaths, so many turned to astrology and other pagan beliefs. while others began to think that it was caused by the anger of God, and this was his wrath. In this picture, we see peasants flogging themselves for atonement of their sins, which was a common practice back in this day. In this picture, we see monks sick with the plague being blessed by a priest, trying to get the sickness taken away. Much of the artwork and literature from this time are dark and quite brutal, such as Pierre Lunel de Montec's Miaravilla no se devo pas las gins, which were written over the deaths that he had seen. Even William Shakespeare was affected by the plague. His son Hamnet was killed at age 11 when he caught the disease.
Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. We hope that you enjoyed it.
Please continue listening to tape number 3.
Blah!